This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey besties! Welcome back to another episode with your girls. We're on episode 9.
Yes.
Episode 9. What are we talking about in the news today?
Okay. While I pull it up, do you want to talk about your cruise?
Sure. I just got back from the cruise. It was fantastic. We cruised with Virgin Voyages, which was great.
Oh, no, not even sponsored. We're just obsessed.
Yeah, no, paid full price. it was good times. Travis's second cruise, my third cruise, and we had a blast. It was a lot of fun.
I'm so glad.
Can't wait to go again.
I know. Someone asked us on one of our videos, they want us to do a cruise must-haves, like showing them what we pack because they're going on a cruise soon and they want to know. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, we're set.
We might be going on a cruise soon again anyways.
It's more than a might. The girls are going again.
I know. We don't know where we're going yet, but we going.
Yeah.
We are sad.
No, it was great. No kids, which is always a plus. The food is really good. I love they just have so many activities. Like, I just love there's always something to do. Like, it's great.
I love that. Okay, so speaking of news, we're talking about, I don't know if you've heard. I always say that. I don't think you have. In recent weeks, Bebe Rexha, Kelsea Ballerini, and others have been hit while performing on stage.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if
Morgan Wallen got hit by something.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but, like, it's been, like, frequent, like, back to back to back. Yes, I saw the Bebe Rexha one. I don't know if I'm saying her name wrong, so if I am, I apologize. She got hit in the face with a phone.
Bebe Rexha?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it. She got hit in the face with a phone. Pink.
A phone?
Yeah, a phone right in the face.
Someone chucked their phone at her? Who went? First of all, phones are expensive as hell.
I don't know. You're an idiot, though, because they can easily find out who it is. At a Pink concert, Pink got someone's mom's ashes thrown at her.
I think I saw that.
She was like, what the hell?
What the hell? Oh my god.
Who else got?
Like, my dying wish, throw me on Pink.
I know. So basically, Adele had a message for concert goers who have been throwing things lately. At a recent concert, she was armed with a t-shirt cannon when she responded to fans throwing cell phones, bracelets, and remains at other concerts. She said, have you noticed how people are like fucking forgetting fucking show etiquette in America? They're just throwing shit on stage. Have you seen that? And she said, I fucking dare you. Dare you to throw something at me.
Oh my God.
And then she shot a t-shirt into the audience to back up what she said. She said, stop throwing things at people when you can shoot things. She joked. Get my t-shirts online. But yeah, Bebe Rexha, she got struck in the face.
First of all, the aim. Like,
he hurled a cell phone at her, hitting her in the eye and sending her to the hospital for treatment. She got like a whole bruise and everything. And then a couple of days later, a fan slapped singer Ava Max so hard that he scratched the inside of her eye. Like, I watched the video because I was watching to see like how it happened. Got on stage and just like full arm against her face, like, for what? I don't fucking know.
My God.
And then the following weekend, a fan tossed what appeared to be a bag of their mother's ashes on stage at a Pink concert. And then Kelsea Ballerini had a fan throw a bracelet at her, and it hit her in the eye.
That's all fucked up. Let me just say that. But the aim.
What I don't know if people get, like, you paid to be there.
And now you're going to get thrown out.
Not just that. If you end the concert, or like they end the concert like they did for the BB one because she had to go to the hospital, you ruined it for everyone there. And I hope that they saw who it was.
They jump
throw it. Yeah, and get your ass. Like, you have got to be kidding me. Can you imagine waiting hours to see Morgan Wallen? They throw something and he ends their concert.
Like, girl, I don't know. With Morgan Wallen, he ended a lot of concerts.
Like, they would have the right to end the concert, but it's so shitty because you ruined that experience for everyone else. And, like, what if they, like, stop doing concerts because of you? Because that's scary. Right? Like, you don't know what's coming at you. Like,
that's terrifying. And they already have, like, such strict restrictions on, like, what you're allowed to bring in concert venues now. Like, the bag can only be It has to be clear. Small. Like,
now they're going to be like, no phones.
Yeah, for real. Like, no phones, no nothing. Yeah. Like,
that's gonna ridiculous.
It's going to ruin it for everybody. And like, why would you want to do that? You're paying all this money to go see, like, the guy who threw a phone at Bebe Rexha or whatever. He probably paid a couple hundred dollars to go see her if he's that close.
Yeah.
So do you not like her? Like, why?
They were asking him. So he has a lawyer because, you know, they're, I guess they're suing or something. And I guess
why would you pay all that money?
Girl, he said he did it because he thought it was funny.
To throw a phone?
Yeah, and I think the lawyer was trying to, I don't know, fix his statement or something. But he's like 25 years old. Grown-ass adult. He wanted her to,
like, take a photo and throw his phone back or something?
I think that's what he said. I don't know.
Because I've seen, like, clips on YouTube and stuff where, like, fans will hold their phones up and the celebrities will, like, take it and, like, take a video or whatever and then give the phone back. But, like, I've never seen someone, like, chuck a phone.
He said that it was a TikTok trend. It's a TikTok trend where you throw your phone onto the stage and a celebrity passes it and takes a selfie.
Mm.
I thought she was looking in my direction. I was about two rows back, but instead of my phone landing right next to her, my phone hit her in the face.
Girl, absolutely not. I've never seen someone chuck a phone. I've seen, like, they'll hold their phones up and then the celebrity will grab
it. That was his legal statement. The statement before that was, I was trying to see if I could hit her with the phone at the end of the show because it would be funny.
Oh my God, yeah. What an idiot.
So he's being arraigned for aggravated assault and harassment.
Well, yeah, no shit. What a good lawyer, though. Like, completely switching that up.
Having to change that, you freaking idiot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the lawyer said that he was trying to take photos with his phone and return it as a keepsake. Well, now you lost your phone, and now you're freaking going to court. So I hope it was worth it.
Thousands of dollars in legal fees. So
yep.
I hope it was worth it.
I
exactly.
hope you enjoyed the concert.
Fucking idiot.
Your $3,000 concert now.
Girl, absolutely not. I hope he gets some jail time. That's fucked up.
I think that's absolutely insane. Which, speaking of concerts, we're going to a concert this week.
We are going to a concert this week. We're going to a concert on Friday. We're going to go see Luke Combs.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this podcast on Thursday and you live in the Tampa Bay area, we will be at Luke Combs with the 99.5 WQYK. I think it's just QYK now.
QYK, yeah.
QYK tent. So come say hi to your girls.
Yes. Super, super excited. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be so much fun. Every time I hear Luke Combs on the radio and I'm like, wait, I'll see
him. Got to memorize. No, I'm really excited. We're trying to pick out outfits and stuff now. Yes. And it's going to be hot as hell. So hot. So if you do come see us and we look like a mess, listen.
It is what it is. It's Florida. No one looks cute at the concerts in Florida. It's at Ray J too, so we're going to be outside sweating our balls off.
Baking in the sun. So I'm going to be stuffing my titties with
tissue.
Just like
for the wrong reasons. Yeah. Right.
Now that's a good one, titties. Oh my God. The last time I went to a concert was I went with my mother-in-law. We went and saw Luke Bryan. And girl, I had a sticky bra on. That unsticky. The quickest it's ever unsticky before in my life. We were soaked. Oh, really? My God. Like, we couldn't even drink alcohol. We were so hot. We could not even drink enough water without feeling like we were going to pass out. So we didn't even have any drinks. Like, she snuck in, like, mini bottles, like, under her boobs.
Did she?
Yeah, you know, Daphne's got giant tits. That's so funny. She, like, snuck little mini bottles in and, like, we got a soda, I think, to, like, pour it into. But it was so hot. Like, we couldn't even drink it. We were just drinking water.
I love that. I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm.
So, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about who's entitled to your kids.
Yes, we kind of like were going off on a rant in the last episode, so we kind of wanted to like elaborate a little bit on, because I think we have, I don't know, like the same, but also we come from a very different family dynamic, you and I.
Yes.
So I think it's interesting to talk about, but our views are
very similar, yeah.
Yeah, considering the two different backgrounds of our families, which I really like talking about family stuff like this just because, like, you have such a different perspective in the way that, like, your family is versus how my family is versus how we were raised versus, you know.
Yeah. Well, girl, we both grew up very differently, but then we also have things that we wanted to change, like, about the way we grew up and about how we want our families now, so.
Yeah.
No, I loved our podcast last week when I was listening to it. I was like, yeah, keep going. Keep speaking your truth.
I know. That's how I thought. I was like, if you're getting offended, it's probably by you. So,
girl is ready to forward it to family and friends and be like, I don't know if you guys ever listened to our podcast, but this is the episode y'all should start on.
I know.
I was ready to start the drama, good. The tease me.
I feel like it was really, really good, you know, getting
Girl, I feel like it wasn't enough.
I know. That's why I was like, we have to elaborate because... Yeah.
I feel like we were being very, very careful and teetering the line of being... speaking what we want to say or saying what we want to say, but like being very gentle. And you know what? Rip the Band-Aid off. I don't feel like being gentle.
No, I love that. No, I just feel like times are changing and, you know... Times are changing, you know, like this generation and, you know, is definitely standing up more for what they, you know, want to change and things and not just doing, you know, like, oh, this is what our parents did and whatever. Like we're making a change and we are part of that change and that movement. So
no more I'm about it.
I'm about it. So anyway, talking about who's entitled to your kids. So let me just make this very clear. And I've had this thought process for years, like even when Mike and I were together, like before that, like I 100% believe, and I've said it on here a million times too, just because you're blood does not mean you're my family. Like I do not care. Like you could be my mother, you could be my sister, you could be my brother, does not mean you are a part of my family. Like just because we share blood, just because, you know, as I made it clear, like I'm not very close to my mom, just because my mom and my dad decided to bang back in the 90s and gave birth to me does not give you the right to my life for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Like, I don't owe her.
They technically banged in 89.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm like, you're thinking math. And I'm like,
yeah,
actually,
I was born in 90.
89.
Late 89.
I'm sorry. Yeah. We just need to correct that because I know people could come for us and be like, y'all got the year wrong.
Unless I was born at 7 months. It could have been.
You weren't a full term baby?
No, I was. Oh, I was 2 weeks over. But anyway. Does not give you the right to my life. Like, I do not owe a space in my life to you for the rest of my life just because you're part of my family.
No, I completely agree.
I'm going to have people in my life who I like being around, who don't stress me out completely. And I'm not saying just because we get into an argument or whatever, like, I'm going to completely cut you off and you're like, oh, you know.
Snip, snip.
Some people are worth it, and then some people aren't. And I feel like you give them chance after chance after chance, and whatever. So now, which brings us to kids.
Yes.
So, how do you feel?
I'm very much in the same boat as you of the whole, I've always lived being in a blended family and growing up in a divorced home that family isn't always blood. Family comes in all different shapes and sizes. I had a stepdad who was there more present. I had actually my best friend's dad who was there for me more than my own dad. Mm-hmm. And I know it used to annoy my dad, especially when he saw on Facebook that like I had, you know, you could choose parents, like who your parents are on Facebook and stuff like that. And he used to get so mad when someone else was there. And he's like, this guy isn't even like anyone related to you. And I'm like, but he takes me to like my sports and my stuff. And like, he's like a dad. So I put him down as dad. I'm a big component of that as well as like with kids too. I feel like, especially with me struggling to get pregnant, I have so many family members who are like, I can't wait till you have, you know, a child and like we get to be around the child and like this is going to be this family member for me. And I was like, but you haven't seen Michael once. Mm-hmm. And he's technically the first child that I have. Like, I like how you're waiting till I have a blood child to be around my life, but Michael's around and y'all don't consider him a child. Like, you don't get to decide that afterwards. You come around and then Michael's going to be like, well, why was this person never around when I was growing up?
Who is this person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now this person has, or this child has like another family member who's going to be around. Like, absolutely not. You're not taking the time now. You're going to be real pissed off when I do have a child and I stop you and you're going to be wanting to make those attempts because I'm very vocal about the whole thing that if you don't like what we're doing with the blended family or how we have the dynamic of the six, you don't have to be around it.
No, exactly. 100%.
It's because
that's exactly how I feel too, girl. You know it. Like, I do not care. Like, I don't think that, you know, you should be forced to have a relationship with a sibling just because you guys are siblings.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, I didn't, God forbid, like I think about it all the time. My husband and his brother are not close. And that's pretty much where I'm going to stop it there because it's none of my business to stay on here. But, you know, I think about it all the time. Like, how would I feel if my kids weren't close? Like, let's say something happened and they keep having all these blowout fights or whatever. How would I feel? And, you know, it's hard to say unless you're actually in the situation.
Yeah.
And I understand that, you know, what I'm saying is just, you know, whatever until it actually happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing how I feel about certain things and stuff, I would definitely try to respect it and not force my kids to try to be together all the time because you have to think, like, it's not fair to ask that.
And everyone has different relationships with everyone, which I get. Like, my siblings and I, we all have different relationships with, like, for my dad example, and you know, who's closer to him and who's not closer to him. That I understand and can, like, respect everyone having their own boundaries. But, like, when it comes to, like, the whole Michael thing and my kid thing, like, I don't think that would be, like, a boundary type of thing. Like, I don't give a damn what you say or you feel like you're more connected because it's my baby than with Michael. Yeah. Like, absolutely not. Like, Michael's been in my life since he was three.
Literally.
You could have bonded. Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't even be like, he's a teenager. We have nothing in common. Like, he was here in three. Like, I had nothing in common with a three-year-old and I still tried. Like,
there's just nothing in common with a 12-year-old boy, but I still try every single day, so.
there's no excuses, and I get that everyone has who they choose to and who they choose to want to have around and stuff like that. And it's different, I guess, when you're an adult. Like, I think if the kids got in a fight and didn't want to talk to each other, we would be like, suck it up. Like, you guys are siblings. Like, whatever. But then, like, 18, once we're grown and whatever, like, you choose what you want to do.
No, exactly. And especially, like, if their relationship is, like, volatile. Like, it's progressively getting worse. And if Michael or Bryce were to be like, I do not want to have a relationship with this one, like, I would not want to put that pressure on them or have them do it just for me because that's going to do nothing but either make the relationship worse or, you know, like, just make the whole situation uncomfortable. Like,
yeah. I don't know. But I think there's also ways to handle it because even me and my brother, we're not close anymore. We argue more than anything. I'm still able to do it for, like, the sake of my mom and stuff like that. And we can, like, be around each other. Are we best friends? Like, absolutely not. Not as close as when we were growing up because I did grow up with my brother. But, like, even with my sister, like, that's such a, like, a weird dynamic. She's still a teenager and I'm an adult. And I don't know how many people have child siblings, siblings that are children. Like, to understand that dynamic is very stressful. Like, I try. Oh, look at that. Speaking of the devil, she texted me.
Hi, Gabby. Her ears must be ringing.
I know. It's very, like, different because, like, she can frustrate me. And she's a teenager. And teenage girls... I tell my mom all the time, I'm like, was I this bad sometimes? And she's like, yeah, you were. And I was like, really? I thought I was sweet. Apparently I was not. I don't know. I thought I was. But just trying to deal with it and trying to, like, do the respect thing of, like, navigating who, what family you want around and whatnot. And, like, when it comes to, like, Gabby and stuff, and be like, she's just a teenager. Like, it'll go away eventually. But, like, sometimes.
I feel like she's good. I mean, I've known Gabby since she was...
a while.
14, something like that. Like, little. Like, she was just becoming a teenager. And she's so much more... I mean, she wasn't annoying back then, at least to me.
Yeah, she was annoying back then. She's
so chill now.
Your sibling.
I know. It's just crazy to see, like, how much she's changed and stuff.
Well, she's not basically, like, a full-ass adult. I told you that day I was talking to her on the beach. Like, it felt like I was talking to, like, a real human being. And it felt so weird. Like, she has a boyfriend now. And, like, talking to her about boys. Like, I just remember when she was just, like,
drive a car.
Yeah. Like, she has a job. Like, it's so, so freaking weird. I remember when I used to, like, tell Mike that, like, Gabby would frustrate me, and he's like, she's so nice to me, and I was like, she's not your fucking sibling. I was like, it's so much harder that, like, as a sibling and as an adult, like, trying to navigate that type of thing. But even, like, other family members who are never around, like, my grandparents are not really around at all, but, like, they always ask, like, to want to see me, or they're like, when are you gonna have, like, kids and stuff like that, and I'm like, I have one, when are you gonna see him? Like, are you serious?
I can't.
And I just know. I know. I'm calling it right the fuck now. When I have a kid, it's going to be complete chaos.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I know people are going to be upset. I know 100% I'm going to upset family members with the fact that, like, I was talking to my mom about this the other day. You know how people ask us all the time, like, what relationship you would have if I had a child, like, how that dynamic would be. And I was telling my mom, I was like, Megan's over here saying she's going to do auntie vibes. And I'm like, no, bitch, you're going to do, like, the stepmom vibes because, like, you're around more often. And I know it's going to upset other family members who want certain titles, and I'm not giving them the titles. And then they're going to be like, oh, how does Megan have a title? And she's not family. And it's like, well, let's discuss what we've been through the last, what, 10 years of the fact that, like, she doesn't have to be blood to be family. I know it's, like, a weird – we're making up titles here. We got some made up family titles, but it is what it is. And I know they're just going to be so upset to see, like, the baby. And then they're going to be like, I don't get to have a relationship. And be like, nope.
No, it pisses me. Like, it pisses me off to no end when... And I told Travis this when we decided to have Bryce. I was like, I'm not playing. I'll just take Michael or I'll just take Bryce.
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing that with my family. We're not doing that with your family. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Nope. Like, if you take Bryce, you're taking Michael.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not fair. And I know what that feels like. Like, I went through that a lot as a kid with my stepdad's family. And, like, no, I felt very left out as a child. And I'm not doing that to my kid. Like, if he decides he doesn't want to go, if you guys are going to freaking Peppa Pig Land or Legoland or whatever, and Michael's like, I don't want to go. Like, that's fine, but give him the option. You're not going to come down here and just pick up Bryce because it's not fair to my son. And especially when he was younger, not doing that. Because it's, no.
It was like that. I don't know if you ever saw it. It's not fair.
Think about how the kid feels.
Like, I know, to be like, oh, they want to spend time with him, but not me.
Right? Yeah.
Did you see that video? I don't know if it was on Instagram or TikTok. I know everyone or most people have seen it by now. It was a dad who got his son McDonald's, and the mom was fighting with him, saying, like, why didn't you get my other kids McDonald's?
Oh, I saw that,
and
he's like, last year.
They're not my kids.
Yeah.
And people were fighting, like, whether he was right or wrong. Because I know it's, like, it's touchy because, like, technically they aren't his kids. And he said, like, where's their daddy?
He took care of his own kid.
Yeah, he took care of his own kid, which is obviously the right thing to do. And kudos to that. But, like, how would you handle that? And it's, like... But also, like, they're little kids. Like, they're not going to fucking understand.
And it was McDonald's. Like, you couldn't get, like, a couple more cheeseburgers or whatever.
Like that.
What I saw in the comments, which I think was, you know, if he didn't feel comfortable getting the other kids' stuff, which is fine. You're totally entitled to that. I get that. Maybe, like, ask, like, hey, you know, I want to take my son to get McDonald's. You know, can I have him? And maybe, like,
do it
take
privately.
Him to McDonald's.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. If you don't want to chip in or do, they're not your kids, not your problem type of thing, that's fine. Like, that's respectable.
But don't, like, bring it and drop it off at the house and then, like.
Show it off. Yeah. Especially, like, people were saying, what if the other kids didn't eat? Like.
Yeah.
I know it's, like, the mom's responsibility to figure it out, but, like, you took care of your kid, but now they're so, like, it's just not fair. They're
nice.
Kids.
Like, they're little kids, and. It's
no, for real. It amazes me. And I mean, if Mike can be around Bryce and has no issues, I don't see why anyone else freaking does. Like,
it's,
I know people were all concerned that they were like, when Bryce was little, that they're like, how is Mike going to react with, like, Megan's, like, other son? And I'm like, look at them now.
I know.
Two peas in a pod. Do you think he cares that you had a kid with someone else?
So my stepbrother came to live with my mom and my stepdad, when he was 10. And he would go for, like, his breaks to Illinois to go with his mom, or his mom would come down here to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And she, Marlena, ma'am, you are an angel. So,
oh, you scared me.
No, I love her. No, she's the one who lives in Tennessee, and we'll go visit her when we go visit Travis's grandma. Like, Marlena's amazing. Chef's kiss.
That's John's mom?
Yeah, she's an amazing woman. So, she would come. I remember the first time I met her when John came to move down, she bought Chris, me, and John new bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new bikes. Went and bought. I got to pick it out. Mm-hmm. I never rode. I rode it, like, one time, but I don't really know how to ride a bike, so I never rode it again. Sorry, Marlena, but thank you. Yeah. She would take us all to the pool. Like, she stayed at the clubhouse that our apartment complex had at the time, like, when she was staying there, you know, to transition John down. We all got to stay in there. We got to go to, like, the movie theater or the Blockbuster or whatever and, like, rent a movie. Like, we had the best time. And then when John would go to Illinois for the summer, she would ask, John would be texting me. He's like, hey, you remember when, like, those jelly bracelets were, like, in, and you'd get, like, all the different colors and stuff? She'd be like, hey, you know, my mom's gonna take me to Hot Topic. What color do you want? And she would buy stuff for me and Chris, and John would come back from the summer, and we would, like, have little things in there. She bought me shirts. She was amazing. She didn't have to do that. She wasn't my mom. You know what I mean? And I only had met her, like, a few times, but just so, like, we didn't feel left out. Like, so sweet. I remember she took me we went out to Ruby Tuesdays one time. I'll never forget. And she got me and John and Chris those really big, giant, oh, God, I can't remember what it was called, sundaes. I felt so bad, girl. I only had, like, 3 bites because that thing was freaking huge. But she was fantastic. Yeah. Like, and it made me feel so welcome, obviously, until the point now where, when we go on vacation and stuff, like, and we're going to Tennessee, we're stopping to go see Marlena.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's a doll, a fantastic model for mom, stepmom. Like, she's so giving, so sweet. But
no, I love that.
Just little things like that. Like, that's why, like, it just, I just can't fathom, like, coming over here and
picking and choosing.
Yeah. Like, if you had a kid here and then me just being like, oh, I'm just dropping something off for Michael.
Yeah.
And then, like, rubbing it in your kid's face. Like,
girl, you literally told me you would get matching outfits and with, I wasn't a part of it.
Well, I mean, that's yeah, I'm going to get matching outfits with her daughter. But
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm not pregnant, guys. She's just trying to put it into fruition. Yeah, we just need to cover that because people keep thinking there's secrets and there's no secrets.
I know. I keep saying it. Speak it into existence.
The amount of times you say daughter, it's going to be a boy. You're just going to jinx it.
I'm jinxing
and ruin
myself.
It.
I know.
No, for real.
I mean, whatever.
No, I had the same dynamic. I didn't get to meet my step sibling's dad for the longest because my dad did not like him at all. For whatever reasons that are his own. But when I became an adult and I started hanging around more with my stepmom, I got to meet him and he was like really nice. And I remember this one time we all went out. I was already grown, adult, able to drink. We went out drinking, just my stepmom, me, and then it was her ex-husband. Mm-hmm. So my step sibling's real dad. And I will never forget, we were literally, I don't know, somewhere in Orlando, and there was guys that were like trying to hit on me. And I was with Mike, so I was just like, I'm taking guys. And they're like, I don't see no ring on your finger. Oh, and I was like, oh, God. And I remember Ray, he passed away, but rest in peace. Well, I remember him coming around, and he, like, put his arm on Ree, and he was like, is anyone, like, bothering you? And I was like, yeah, like, these guys. And the guy was like, is this your dad? And I was like, no. And he's like, are these your parents? And I'm like, it's complicated. And then they were like, you don't know who you're with? And I was like, well, this is my stepmom. And they're like, oh, so this is your dad? And I'm like, nope. And then they're like, what do you mean? And I was like, this is my stepmom's ex. And they were like, what? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, you know what, it is my dad, just leave me alone.
Just leave me alone.
So I told Ray, I was like, you're gonna have to play as my dad today. And he had no issues, and we were laughing. And I was like, these poor people are so fucking confused because I said I was here with my parents. And they're like, oh, so it's your dad. And I was like, nope. And they're like, so it's your mom. And I was like, nope. And they were like, what the fuck is this?
Some kind of reality show or something? Oh, my God.
But it was so funny because, you know, they took me in, and my stepmom was already divorced from my dad. So it was, you know, me hanging out basically with someone who's technically was in my family, but they still treated me like family. And he never, like, you know, was mean to me or anything like that. Whatever he went through with my dad, he never, like, used it against me. He was such a sweet person. And even my freaking stepdad, Alex, that you've met, him and my mom have been broken up for 15 years. And Megan and I literally went to New York, 2 years ago? And he came and picked us up with his new wife. And she's, like, super nice to me. Mm-hmm. They're not even technically family, but we still consider them family.
Yeah, they were really sweet.
And people just – I just like that they don't hold, like – because I know there was drama that went between, like, the adults. And I know that it was nasty. And my biggest fear was they're going to use whatever happened between my parents, like, on me. But, no, they've always been super nice. They were super nice, you know, to Megan. And just the fact that these adults are able to not hold that and just see, like, a child for a child type of situation, I think is amazing. And I think that more people need to be like that. I mean, we're like that all the time. It's really not that hard.
So, yeah, I think that's amazing. That's obviously the ideal situation. And I don't know. I wish I could say I understand how it couldn't be. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I don't think people put enough effort towards it. So, which brings us to our next topic. So, we all know I'm estranged from my mom. Do you think that if you're having a fight, or like in my situation with my mom or whatever, like, you should be sending the kids back and forth, like, giving them time with the kids?
No. So we've Mike and I have talked about this intensively. Like, we talk about it. We try to cover all the bases before actually having a kid. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the
smart.
We've talked about the
writing.
Whole thing. When I was a kid, and my stepmom and my mom didn't get along, my half-sister Gabby, who's my dad and my stepmom's, was still able to come into the house when we were in the house, but my stepmom wasn't allowed. She was supposed to stay outside by herself in the car. And I mean, obviously, we never thought anything of it as kids, but I tell Mike that as an adult because I've told Mike, like, when we were dealing, when we weren't talking, like, to you or anything in the beginning, I was like, I don't ever want to do that. I don't ever want to be, like, you're invited in somewhere and, like, I'm not inviting them out there. And I'm like, and then especially, like, with kids involved, like, this whole, like, I'm going to drop the kid off to see, like, let's say my parents hated Mike. Like, I'm not going to go over there and be like, so me and this child are going to go and see my parents, but you're not coming because they don't like you.
Yeah.
Like, Mike was dead set on the whole thing. Like, we're not doing that. Like, if someone can respect us as parents, they don't get access to the child.
I agree. Well, I, you know, again, I do see the other side of, like, well, it's not the kid's fault that you guys are arguing or whatever, but I 100% agree with that. If we're fighting and you're being disrespectful to my spouse, and we can't come to terms, or someone's not apologizing, or you're just being disrespectful and not owning up to it, or we don't have a good relationship, like you said, like you just don't like me for whatever reason, I'm not going to go over there and drop my kid off and be like, peace. Like, no, we're gonna make sure we're okay, and we can talk like human beings and adults.
And it's not even a, like, a matter of, like, ownership, or like, it's my child, so it's my decision. Like, what happens if, let's say, God forbid, something happens to the kid or whatnot. You don't think that's going to cause a really big rift that, like, you can't be a part of the conversation and the other spouse has, or you have concerns and you can't voice it. Like, things need to be dealt with. And especially with kids, like, they're your kids that you want to protect all the time. Why would you send them somewhere that you're concerned because you're not talking with that person? You don't know what's going on. You don't get to have a say. You don't have that open communication. It's a back and forth thing. Like,
it also causes problems, like you said, like in the marriage too. Like,
but it could be like, let's say if they do something spiteful with your kid, like you said, there's like no desserts or something during the trip or whatever, and they're like, I'm gonna do it because she said not to. Like, that's gonna cause a fight with with your spouse, with that person, and be like now you're not trusting, and it's just gonna be so much drama. And I just don't think, if it's stressing the adult out, like if it's adding, remember we talk about bubbles? I talk about bubbles all the time. Like, you have this, like, bubble around you. Like, if someone, like, is hurting your bubble, like, your child is a part of your bubble, too. Like, how are you going to be having these conversations with your child, like, with that person, if you feel like they're not respecting you, or they're, like, talking behind your back or something, and you're trying to be the bigger person? Like, it needs to – if you are not adult enough to have a conversation with the person that you're bothered with, why do you still have the privilege of being, like, with the child?
No, I agree. And I don't think the kids should be put in the middle at all. But at the end of the day, that is your child. Yeah. And you get to make the decision. And if someone's not being respectful to you or being respectful to your spouse, it and causing issues in your marriage where you guys are like, you know, so-and-so isn't being respectful, putting your other spouse like in the middle. It's just, it's a mess. So
even people who co-parent, who like literally are divorced because they don't get along, have to have some sort of like respect and communication and stuff in order to co-parent back and forth. Like, you can't be like a grandma or an aunt or uncle who is like, that doesn't apply to me, just give me the kid. Like, no. If divorced couples have to discuss things for the sake of the children to go back and forth, so do you as an aunt, uncle, grandparent, cousin, whatever. Like, you don't get that privilege. Like, it's a privilege to be around that child. It's not like a thing that you don't have that right. And I think people think that they have rights. Like, I'm the aunt, I'm the cousin, like, I'm the sibling, whatever it is. Like, you don't have the right.
You do not. Make that very clear. Like, you did not help make that baby. You have no rights. Like, you have no, which is another point on here too. Like, grandmas, grandpas, cousins, whatever, like, you have no right to go above what the parents say. Like, if they say, I don't want my kids staying up till midnight when they're over at your house, and you let their kids stay up, chances are you're not going to be going over there again. Like, you can't respect what we're saying as parents, the parents. You will not have access to my kid. Like, there is no like, oh, you know, like, it was just one time, it was this, well, I just thought it would be a good, no, I gave you strict instructions, like, on how to, what makes me feel comfortable with you taking my kid, and if you can't even follow it, like, no, I don't feel comfortable, I don't trust you to watch my kid. Like, these are things that my husband and I agree on, we put into place. Like, you don't get to make that decision. You know, you're not his parent.
I think that's why, especially our generation, like, a lot of people, like, I see in all these, like, mom forums and stuff, they have no one watching their kids anymore. Because it's, like, no one listens. You don't trust no one. Like, you have no one but yourself and your significant other to basically take care of the child. Because that's the only people who really do, like, what's being told. It's like one thing to like, let's say like no desserts, to like do that, you know, grandma's house, they're having desserts and stuff like that. But like serious things are like following rules that are to be said. Like if I'm telling you something, it isn't like a, oh, you know, it's a maybe. Like, no, like if I have to tell you once, I don't need to repeat myself.
Yeah.
Or explain like yourself. Like so many people having to explain when parents are like, I don't get this. Or like, I don't see why this is not fair. It doesn't have to be fair.
You're so upset. Yeah. Because I fucking told you no. And then you went and you did it anyway. Like you have some kind of like upper step on me because no. Absolutely not.
And I have no issues with embarrassing anyone right in front of the child because of that. I've done that with between Mike and Michael too. When I like tell Michael that he can't do something and like Mike lets him by accident, I'm like, because of this, now Mike, you're in trouble and Michael, you're in trouble. And like call them both out and be like, no, like this was a decision and it needs to be like followed through. I would do that with a grandparent, aunt, and uncle too.
Yeah, I can't stand that. Oh my God. There's so many times I've seen it like happen in front of me. Like a mom will be trying to like discipline her child and like either her father will like come up behind her and be like, Billy, your mother said, or Billy, you know, like that's like, let the mother like discipline the child. Like, who the fuck are you? Back up. I know you're that girl's dad, but like back the fuck up. Let her handle this. You want to know why her kids don't respect her. It's because you're like, let her discipline her kid. Yeah. Like if she needs your help, she'll call for reinforcements, but
no, for real.
Stop overstepping. Like again, like that's why I feel like this generation like doesn't really have, you know, like going to grandma's for a week or going and spending, you know, the weekend with your cousins or whatever, is because there's just no respect when it comes to parenting. Either they think that their way is the best or they just don't take you seriously or whatever. Like that's the main reason why my mom does not have access to my kids, is because we've gone rounds and rounds and rounds.
Yeah.
For years, I've forgiven. And this time's going to be different. Got cameras for my house. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like literally just did everything I could to make myself feel better about her watching the kids. Yeah. And it happened every single time. Like she wouldn't listen. She wasn't doing a very good job taking care of them. She would go behind my back and do stuff. And she even was going to the point where she was like, don't tell mommy, you know, like that's shit insane. Like that. With
I would
the
be
kids.
Mad as I was, hell.
And eventually, like, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. On top of the other stuff that we were already going through, like, besides the kids, like, it was too much. So, yes, she does not have a relationship with my kids. Oh, you're holding the kids from her? Yes, I am.
Yeah. It's your right as a mother to do that. Like, and I don't know how people don't get that. Like, it's your right. This whole, like, oh, sorry, I thought of a point. Gotta be careful with what I say.
Yeah.
This whole saying, like, the child's gonna be affected if they don't have a relationship with, like, their cousins or their grandparents. Mm-hmm. And be like, that's not my problem. You did something to cause this, and because now the relationship is cut off, he will be fine regardless. Mm-hmm. You fucked up. Yep. And I don't feel bad that now there is no relationship because you did this to yourself.
And
you
trust me. When the kid turns 18 and is like, oh, you know, why don't I have a relationship with my grandma? Like,
I'm going to say it.
Now that you're 18, this is exactly why. And I'm going to explain everything that you've done and they can go decide if they want to have a relationship with you or not. And if they do, that's fantastic. I'm so happy for them. Mm-hmm. But they'll know all the facts. You know, they can make their own decision then. And I fully support that. But up until then, it is my job as a mother to protect my children.
Yeah.
And to make sure that they turn out to be the best human being they can possibly be. And I'm not going to have your influences and shit battling them too. Well, grandma let me do this. Yeah. Grandma let me stay up till midnight. Grandma lets me watch this. Like, why don't you do it? And now I'm in a battle with my fucking kid.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's too much. And then, yeah, it's, ugh, I can't.
And the kicker, what all of it is like, because we've dealt with this personally too, like, it's one thing to like want to see the kid and stuff like that. And we're not doing that. I'm sorry. It's just not happening because of the things that have happened. But you also never once like make a phone call and be like, hey, can I at least just talk to him? Like to try to find any other alternative, because at least a phone call, we can monitor that and see what's going on. You want to talk to him on the phone? That's fine. Like I'm within earshot. We can see what it is. You can say quick highs or whatever. But no, like your thing is like, I need to see him or I need to take him for the weekend. No. Yeah.
I love it when there's no other option other than I need him for the weekend. Yeah. Like, no, I told you, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Like,
no. You don't even want to talk to me, or when we do talk, we're arguing. No, you're not getting him. Like, the last thing I also need to hear, like, need to deal with is, like, when people, like, start seeing him, be like, man, he's never around. What happened? And then now you're talking to the stuff with an earshot because you don't know how to, like, not do it in front of him. And then he's going to come back and be like, this is what I heard. And then now I have to fix it and correct it. Absolutely not.
Yep. No, I agree. It's very, very, very frustrating. And yeah, like I said, and it's always like, well, I'm not beating him. I'm not, you know, why don't you trust me? I would never do anything to hurt him. And it's like, it's not about hurt. I didn't say that if I even thought for a second you were going to beat my kid or hurt my kid, you would never even have fucking met my kid. I think you're, you know, a great aunt, a great uncle, a great grandparent, whatever. But the problem is, like, I can't even trust you with, like, the smallest request that I have for my own kid.
Yeah.
And they may not be a big deal to you, but they're a big deal to me. Like, for example, it's summertime right now, right? You know, we got a month until school starts. If I'm starting to set up nighttime routines because I don't want to be crash rushing, you know, like, right before summer ends to go back to school. And I'm like, okay, you know, like, maybe instead of staying up till, you know, midnight, we go to bed at, you know, 10:30. Like, let's start to, and then, oh, well, you know, it'll be fine. There's still 2 weeks left of school. You don't have to deal with the repercussions, because that shit used to happen all the time to me. Like,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, we let him stay up till midnight. And it's like, now, and this would happen like during the school year too. Mm-hmm. Now I'm fighting for 3 days to get him back on a normal routine where he's suffering to get up in school. He's falling asleep. Like, he's fighting me in the mornings. Like, it is so, like, it's not a big deal to you. And I understand, oh, well, it's the weekend. Like, I never get to see him. I just want to stay up and have fun. Or when people are like,
they're just kids. Let them be.
You're
kids.
Not the one who has to fucking deal with it. Like, I'm the one who has to deal with it. And of course, you don't give a shit because, again, he's not the one crying at 6 o'clock in the morning and struggling to put your clothes on and making us late. It's, ugh. Like, we don't just make shit up because we want you to have, like.
Yeah.
No control over work, super controlling. It's what we know what works best for our kids. Mm-hmm. And we're the ones that have to fucking deal with it. So the least you can do is, if you want more time, like, just be fucking respectful. It doesn't matter if I said I didn't want my kid to wear the color green. Don't put the fucking kid in the color green.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and it's exactly, very simple. That's all it is. It doesn't, and if it's asked, up to it's you. Because the mother said not to do it. Yeah. Enough. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know it's the reasoning to or to try to fix silly. It. Yeah.
That's so annoying.
The explaining. I can't stand the explaining. There was a scenario. I can't remember who it was or what was going on. I was talking to someone. I don't remember who it was or the situation, but I said something. I was like, yeah. I was like, this is what Megan, like, wants, or this is what she said or something. And I was like, I get, like, it's our time or it's our weekend, but I was like, I still have to, like, consider it. I was like, you still have to, like, take that in mind. That is his, like, mom. I can't remember what it was. It had to be something. I don't know. Damn, I wish I would have wrote it down.
No, I say that all the time. Like,
but I was telling people that I was like, you do it. Like, it's like, even with between Mike and I, when we make decisions, Mike does the whole, like, I'll have to talk to Tiffany about it and stuff like that. And we're always like, we have to consider all four parents. Like, I think people forget that. And, like, we don't just make a decision to make a decision. Like, if we're considerate, y'all can be considerate too.
Yeah. Like, we have certain things that, like I said, like, Mike's a hard no on. And even though it's my week with Travis, even if I am not, you know, hard no on whatever the situation may be, I respect him as Michael's father. And I would never do anything. Now, of course, if it's something we could meet in the middle on, or maybe like 75-25, whatever. But if he has, like, an absolute 100% hard no, I'm not going to do that. Because I know there's going to be one day where I'm an absolute hard no on something, and I would like the same respect in a return. But you can't be a hard no on everything, though. That's, you got to pick and choose. But, you know, like, some things you're going to meet halfway on. Some things it might be a little more, a little less. And then, you know, some things you're an absolute no. But I don't know. It's respect. I feel like respect goes a long way. And that's why, like, people ask us all the time, like, you know, like, oh, my God, I wish I had what you guys have and whatever. Like, it took years to get to this point. And we also have so much respect and consideration for each other. And we all have, you know, what's best for Michael in mind. Yeah. Like, it didn't just happen overnight.
I remember what it was.
Oh, what was it?
It was about the whole, like, sitting on laps, like Santa and stuff like that, or like Easter Bunny or whatever. I don't know who I was talking to about it, but we got into that conversation that I was like, oh, yeah, like, I used to sit, like, on Santa's lap and stuff like that. But I was like, Megan doesn't want the kids, like, on, like, someone's lap that's a complete stranger. And I was like, even though, like, I think it's fine and stuff like that.
That was recent, though. I don't think it was Michael. I think it was Bryce. So, yeah, I have a photo. I have a couple photos of Michael sitting on Santa Claus's lap. I think it was, like, in recent years, because, you know, all the
crazy things have been happening.
All the crazy people and things. Yeah. I just don't trust anybody anymore. And I don't think there's any wrong with taking a picture, like, next to him. Why do you got to sit on his lap? Mm-hmm. And now I'm, like, looking at all these people sideways, like, why do you need children to sit on your lap? You know what I mean? Like,
and I think that's what we were talking about. We were talking about how, like, back in the day it was, like, super normal and stuff like that. And, you know, more and more people are doing it where, like, they were sitting next to it, or, mm-hmm. like, they have it in front because they have extra seats because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But I was telling someone that, and I was like, yeah, I was like, I don't see an issue with it. But I was like, if it's an issue that bothers her, I was like, I'm not going to be like, oh, it's our week. Like, he gets to do it regardless. And I was like, it's, like, a respect thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's not that big of a deal. I'm like, if it's something that bothers her, we just respect it. I was like, it's not hurting me or doing anything less to me. It's not ruining the picture or anything. But I was, like, explaining how, even though it's, like, our week and stuff like that, and I was like, you still have to consider, like, the other family members and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And I was like, I don't know why anyone wouldn't. But, I mean, I see co-parenting pages of people who don't give a damn. So
I know. They'll, like, do it on purpose, too, and then post that picture.
Which is so shitty. I know. Like, it is. Would you – and what I like to consider is, like, would you have done that if you were still with that person? Like, no, you wouldn't do that. You're doing that to purposely hurt them. And that's, like, so shitty. Like, I would never be okay if Mike was like, Megan doesn't feel comfortable with, like, the kids on Santa's lap, like, let's go do that. Like, that's fucked up, because now you're doing doing that to purposely hurt them, and you would have never done that if you were still married to that person. Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely not. So people, you know, consider that shit.
Oh,
what?
Dang. You know, so
I don't know.
I had Bryce. Oh my god, I have to show you this picture. This is a true story. You can ask Travis. So we went to Enchant.
Okay.
It was, I think it was when we were living in Pinellas Park. So I don't think you and I were friends yet. No, I think we were talking, but I bought tickets to Enchant in St. Pete, and there was a Santa Claus there. Mm-hmm. And we waited in line. Mind you, I had Bryce. Mm-hmm. And it was me, my stepdad, Travis, and Bryce. And the Santa Claus was making dirty jokes towards me.
Really?
I swear to God, yes. He was like, why don't you come sit on daddy's lap? Like, inappropriate. I swear to God. With the kids. And then asked for Bryce. This must have been when it started, because then he asked to take a picture with Bryce. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, Bryce stood next to him and I stood next to him, and we kind of, like, posed like that and took a picture. I have to show you the picture. Damn. Was making dirty jokes to me.
Girl, I would have lost. I have a children's event, though. I would have just lost it right then and there.
Oh my god, yeah. And I was like, never again. I'm like, you don't know the man.
Yeah.
And there is no reason my kid needs to sit on a grown man's lap. I'm so sorry, but it's a no for me.
No,
it's gross and it's creepy.
I agree. I mean, I would, depending. I mean, I don't know how it would be when I have a kid and how old they are. I would, I guess, give the kid the option depending on what they want to do. But, like, as far as babies, like, I know a lot of people have pictures, like, with the babies, like, with Santa holding the baby mm-hmm. or something. And the babies are, like, crying and screaming. Yeah. I don't think I would ever want to do that. Like, I'll do a picture with Santa, but, like, I'm going to hold my kid. Like, I know it's, like, cute, funny little, like, photos and stuff like that. But, like, as I get older and, I guess, being around the kids more and more, like, I don't find it as, like, cute and funny.
I don't either. Like, I don't think
it's a baby. Yeah, being held by a complete stranger and, like, she or he is, like, scared. Like, if you do want this cute Christmas photo, just hold the damn child.
Yeah, I agree. I don't, as I'm getting older, like, I just don't think it's funny to have my kid feel uncomfortable and out of, like, amusement in any way.
Yeah.
So.
No, I completely agree. I can't believe that Santa did that to you. Girl, I would have slapped him right then and there.
If I can figure out what editing this, I'm gonna put the photo in the podcast on YouTube if I can figure out how to work it. Girl, it was so freaking – and Travis and I were like, what the hell? Like,
I cannot believe you didn't, like, report it or tell someone, because I would have been
– It was the last thing we did on the way out, because when we went to Enchant, Santa was –
There was a line for Santa, and the kids both said they didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So
you had to walk through, like, a tent or something when we went to it. And I was just like, oh my God. Mind you, this was, like, years ago. Like,
instead, we saw Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, she was very
cute. But she was really nice and sweet. Yeah.
But yeah, it was so fucking creepy. I was like, ooh, absolutely not.
Damn. I would have been so, so pissed off with that one.
Mm-hmm. And Travis and I were like, ooh. So, yeah. But what else? Parents overstepping was, I think, another point, too, which I think we kind of touched on briefly.
I think that the gist of it is just, like, we talk about this over and over. Know your place.
Know your place.
I don't know how many times. We need to create shirts to say, like, know your place. A lot of conflicts in families would be resolved if you would just fucking know your place. The issue happens when you overstep And then someone takes it for a while and then they don't want to take it anymore and they have to put you back in. But you're so far out that it like starts like a fight. Like,
and just know your fucking place. That's an issue too, is like it's so hard to speak your mind, I feel like, especially in families, without people getting like super offended. People get really offended and it's hard to like say things, you know, firmly. Because if you say it too nicely, then it's like, oh, maybe it's like not taken seriously, I feel like. And then if you say things firmly, it's like, oh, well, you're being a bitch. And then they get upset. And it's like, they just can't win.
No, I have no issues, especially like when I have all these talks with Mike about like babies and stuff like that, that I'm like, I'm going to be the worst person to deal with in my family, because I just like see how other people are handling like their family and the shit that they go through. And I'm just like, absolutely not. Like with the whole like kissing the babies, like I've spoken to my mom. I was like, that is not happening. Like, I know it's a cute thing to do, and I know grandparents want to do it. I was like, that's not something I'd ever be.
Baby?
Like,
when you're holding a baby, like, kiss them on the head?
Yeah. Oh. Like, other family members doing it. Like, I know, like, it's a thing that grandparents like to do. Like, me learning, like, all the issues that are happening. Like, I'm already, like, warning my family members, like, that's not happening. Like, if I even have to fight you on that, you're gone.
Yeah, you're not going to hold the
baby. Like, yeah, like, it's not happening. Like, the things that we decide on, it's not happening. This whole thing of, like, everyone wanting to be there, like, if I get, like, pregnant, stuff, not happening. Like, I don't want a bunch of there. Like, that's terrifying. Like, especially with everything that I fucking have gone through. Like, do you think I'm not going to be terrified to, like, lose a kid? Like, no, we're not going to have strangers. Not strangers, because it's family. But, like, I'm not having 30 people come over and see a baby.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, like, when you do go fuller term with your pregnancy, like, you don't know what it's going to be. Like, you don't know if they're going to have to induce you. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you're going to have like, an emergency C-section. You don't – it's terrifying. And that's a whole big thing, too, is – parents freaking fighting you on who's gonna be in the freaking room with you when you're giving birth.
Again, it's not a right.
It's not a right.
It's not a right.
You are not entitled to anything.
There was a lady on TikTok, and I think I saved it because I just loved what she did. She was getting roasted so bad. She gave birth to the baby, said no one could be at the hospital, and no one can come and visit for the first 2 weeks. They wanted time with just with mom and dad. Yeah. And the baby, you know, just like them connecting and stuff like that. And you could see it was an aunt and uncle that it was like day 15. So the 2 weeks were up. They were racing to like come to the door so that they could see the baby. They were putting on a sanitizer, but they forgot their own kids in the car because they were running so fast to see the baby. And it was just funny because they wanted to be the first one. It was the wife and husband fighting over who's the first one to hold the baby. And I was like, that's, like, such a smart idea. I would have never considered that. But I was like, I would love to do 2 weeks. Like, no one come over. Yeah, like,
that's what I would have loved to do. But it was such an issue, like,
with people being like, I want to see my grandbaby.
It was such an issue, even just, like, me not giving birth in front of people. Mm-hmm. Which I'm like, I didn't even want Travis looking at me down there. Giving birth, which, ladies, you know, like, things be happening. Mm-hmm. Things be coming out. I've been making noises.
Yeah.
Gas is flying. Like, I felt so uncomfortable just being in front of my own husband, who has seen every inch of my body nude.
Yeah.
I did, and random doctors in there. Like, I did not want anyone in there. But people get so offended. And I didn't even want anyone at the hospital either, to be honest. Like, I didn't want people waiting around, because with Michael, you know, I was in labor for 13 hours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I went there, I called everybody immediately. And I was like, oh, my God. I was there. We were all there for 13 hours. And I felt horrible because I'm like, everyone's waiting for me to push this baby out. I'm tired. I just want everyone to leave. But everyone's, like, already here. Mm-hmm. And with Bryce, I made it very clear. I was like, I don't want anyone in the room. And I don't want anyone at the hospital. But people fight and people get really upset and they get really offended. And it's like, it's not about you. This is about me.
Yeah.
Like, I get to decide, and my husband, obviously. But to be honest, like, I didn't even want him seeing all that. Okay. So he could have been out in the way too. I think it was nice having him in there because I was really scared, especially with how fast everything happened with Bryce. But like, damn, like, I wanted 5 seconds to hold my own baby rather than having like,
pass it around like a
toy. Yeah, exactly. Like, let me have a couple days with my own baby before everyone needs to get in there. And I understand everyone's excited. Like, and I love that. But I would totally do it that way if I were you. If I could redo it again, I'd be like, no one at the hospital, please. I'll send you a photo. I'll send you a video. You can see the baby, but let me like connect with my own baby first.
And that's what the lady said. She was like, it's my baby. And I think it was like her second or her third baby. I can't remember. So it wasn't even like her first excitement. Yeah. She's like, it's my baby. You're not coming over. And then she said, if you can't respect that, I don't want you around anyways. Mm-hmm. And people were like, that's so messed up. Like, you're not even going to let like your own. I think she let her mom there because she needed help, but they're like, you're not going to let your own mom there. You're not going to let your parents there. Like, they just want to see the baby. And it's like, if she says you're not seeing the kids for a whole year, then you need to respect it. Like, I don't get why you need to fight and say it's not fair. Like, you don't have rights to the fucking kid.
You know, people only think about themselves and like, they don't think like.
And I don't want that. I do not want of me trying as long as I am to fucking get pregnant to hold a kid for 30 minutes because someone else wants to hold him.
Period.
You could have had your own baby.
Yeah. Have your own baby.
Just saying.
That's what I don't get. Oh my God. That's what I don't understand either. It's like, I'm going to say grandparents specifically because I see this on TikTok a lot with grandparents and like trying to control the grandkids or trying to control the parents. Like, you guys had 18 years with your kids.
Yeah.
If your kids want to move across the country, like, that's a huge conversation, too, is, like, how would you guys feel if your kids moved? I would absolutely love to move. We would love to move. And people getting upset, like, you know, I still haven't even told my dad or whatever that we're still talking about moving, but I don't think he would really care because his other kids have done it. Like, you guys have had 18 years with your kids. You guys have raised your kids. You guys have raised your families. Like, it's our turn now. You made the choices that you got to make with your families.
Yeah.
Let us make our choices that we want to make with our families now.
You don't have young children. So if you want to come and visit, you have the flexibility to do it. Like,
yeah.
Why do I have to stay here wishing I was like somewhere else?
Like, why can't we go live our lives and do whatever? Because you feel sad that we're not going to be like, you know, within driving distance anymore. Like, you got to raise your kids.
Yeah.
Why do we have to be stuck here when we don't want to be here? Like, we're adults. If we want to go move halfway across the country, we can go do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not have to be made to feel fucking guilty.
No, I completely agree. I was terrified with the like idea of like moving and being away from family, but I feel like the family who sees me would be willing to see me wherever I am, and the family who doesn't see me, why am I forcing myself to stay in close proximity where they're not making the 1 hour drive? Then fuck it, a 3-day drive is gonna be just the same anyways.
One life to live. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like as I'm getting older, It's like really starting to hit me that like, you know, my kids are growing up so fast and I don't want them to live the same way that I lived in Tampa my entire life. Like, there's so much more to see than fucking Florida.
Yeah.
Let's go. Like, let's go live our lives. Like, you could die tomorrow, you know, like
for real.
Something or lose a limb or something like something could happen where you're like, damn, you know, I really wish I had the opportunity to go do this. Like, there's way more to see and I don't want to be here anymore. So this is my
dad. I don't want to be here anymore.
Dad, this is me letting you know. We're taking this very seriously. So
no, for real. It only took Megan like 3 or 4 years to get me on board. And now that I'm on board, she's ready to dip out.
I am. I'm like, let's go now. Like, let's go. Let's pack up now and go. Cause I'm ready. Been waiting. We finally got her, guys. So I'm trying to move somewhere. No. We're talking to people on the cruise about that. People that were living in like North Carolina and stuff, and they were telling us how great North Carolina is, and finally got Travis to possibly consider like, because the whole thing of where we had to move, he was like, I have to be able to transfer my job.
Yeah,
and I was like, whatever. He's on board with maybe doing something else.
Yeah,
so I'm like, so now it opens up a little more.
No,
get
for
us
real.
Out of Florida. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to move.
No, I think it definitely helps with us like traveling and visiting more places now. Now I feel like I have like that itch of like. Every time.
What else is out there?
Yeah. Like, I enjoy coming back home after our vacations and trip because, like, home is home. But, like, when we hit that, like, heat sometimes and I'm like, damn, like, just to have all seasons would be great. Just to visit new places. I mean, if we could travel more and figure out schooling with the kids, that'd be amazing. I actually had this conversation with Michael at the pool when we were out there for my mom's birthday because I was saying how my dream place to visit is, like, Bora Bora, Maldives and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Michael was like, when you go, can I go too? And I was like, Michael, it's been 29 years that I'm trying to go. And I was like, you're trying to go to the Maldives at 12? I'm like, you spoiled son of a bitch.
I know, they both are.
But at the same time, like, that would be a cool experience for him because, I mean, I would have loved – I don't know if I would have appreciated it as a kid, but I definitely at 18, 19, I'd love that for you to casually try to pick her wedgie out.
No, his overalls are great.
So. I would love to be able to just do more, especially now it's different. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like when we were kids, we, like, hung outdoors with our friends. Like, it was always, like, with our friends. And, like, the biggest thing, I didn't want to move. I didn't want to go anywhere because I didn't want to leave my friends. And lucky for us, and maybe unlucky for the kids, like, they don't have that, like, friendship thing mm-hmm. where they see their friends every single day. So we have the flexibility of, like, dipping.
Travis and I actually had that conversation on the cruise, too, about, like, he's, like, you know, these kids are spoiled, you know, like, they get to do all these things. He's like, I never got to do half the amount of things that they are doing now, you know, because we're doing so much for Mom's Tape and stuff like that. And I was like, you're saying it like it's a bad thing. I'm like, I look at it like, I'm so grateful that, cause, you know, I didn't get to do that either. Like, when we went on vacation, we went to Illinois, went to Georgia to visit my grandma, but my grandma lived in, like, the sticks, like, in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Like, we didn't get to do all the cool stuff. And we went to Disney sometimes with my dad. And maybe, like, Busch Gardens with my mom. But, like, we didn't get to go and travel like the kids get to do now and all this stuff. Like, I'm like, we should. We should get them out there. Like, so when they look back on their childhoods or whatever, like, look at all the cool stuff we get to do with them.
I know Mike was having a conversation when my mom was here about how I was spoiled with having a phone so young. And basically all the stuff that I got to have as a kid. Because Mike says I was very spoiled in my childhood compared to his childhood. And I told him, I was like, I'm not even mad. Like, I'm not even embarrassed or mad or, like, ashamed to say that I was spoiled. Because I was like, my mom did everything for us so that we didn't go without. And I was like, I had a great childhood. Anything I ever wanted, any toy, any stuff I ever – I mean, we weren't rich. But, like, we got everything we ever wanted. And I'm not, like, a snob or rude about it. But, like, we had a great childhood. Like, I'm happy with the way that I grew up. And why wouldn't we want to pass that on to the kids? I mean, even the other day, Michael wanted fucking tacos, and I didn't want tacos. And I was like, you're not getting tacos, because we were waiting in line, and I hated waiting in two lines. But I was like, damn. I, like, took a step back, and I was telling my mom, I was like, I'm going to go get the tacos. And she's like, why? And I was like, because sometimes when I'm craving something, I just want it. And I was like, if Michael wants the damn tacos, I'm going to get him the tacos, and I'm going to tell him that I did this because he craved it. He better fucking appreciate it, because I had to wait in two lines, and it sucked.
I saw this TikTok trend that's going around. It's like a which non-serious generational curse are you breaking?
Was it the black lady?
It was the black lady.
She had me dying when she was like, I want a steak, or something about the steak. And she's like, my steak, my kid's gonna have a steak,
steak too. She's like, if there's steak at the barbecue, she's like, my kid's gonna be having a steak too. Yeah. She's like, you ain't got enough steak for all of us. She's like, we're not coming.
What got me when she was like, you don't want to hug your auntie? Neither do I.
No, the one that got me was what you were just talking about was that trend's going around everywhere. And I saw the one where it was a lady, she was like, she's like, I'm gonna buy my kid the toy at the store.
She said she was saying she had, like, Robux. If you want, I have Robux money. I have McDonald's money. I have Wendy's
money.
She was
like, you know, she said that she purposely, because, you know, whenever you're at the grocery store, something, and my kids do it too. It's usually, they're not asking for, like, a giant toy. They're asking for a pack of Pokemon cards. Yeah. They're asking for a Hot Wheels car. It's like $2-3. And my mom was always no. But we were also really poor growing up. But it was always no. No, you're not getting something. No, you're not getting something. Whatever. I do the same thing, but I don't say no. Like, if we're at the store, and my kid, sometimes, if he's being really good, and if Bryce is like, hey, can I get one of those little bouncy balls? Bouncy balls are a no, first of all. I take that back. Because the bouncy balls, they officially became exiled in my house. But if it's like a pack of Pokemon cards or whatever, I'm like, yeah, sure. Sometimes I make them pay for it. Yeah. And I'll be like, you know, give me $8 or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll add it up. It was like a limited edition Hot Wheels car. It was like $8. And I was like, yeah, you can pay me. But the lady from the video puts, like, she said, like, $7 aside each week. So if they go to the store or something, and if her kid asks, she has money, you know.
The $7 to
spend. Yeah, to spend on her kid. You know, kids don't ask for big things unless you're Bryce, you know.
Or sometimes. Michael with the PS5.
But. Yeah. But the little things in the store that just make, like, their day, like, or she's like a Kinder Egg or whatever. Yeah. Bryce was always asking for Kinder Eggs, but. Yeah, just like, can I get a, you know, they're expecting to be told no, and you're like, yeah, I don't do it every time, I will say that. It's like every, like, third time, I'll be like, yeah, go ahead. And then sometimes I make him pay for it. I'm like, yeah, you can have one, but the choice is up to you. You can get that and give me some money when we get home, or and take a little gamble, a little surprise every time.
What's she gonna say?
But I love that, because she's like, you can get the toy. You can get McDonald's. She's like, I want McDonald's too.
No. I thought that was great. I mean, the first few years that we had Michael, I was definitely the like, no, I did exactly the same thing that my parents did. I'm like, there's food at home. No, you're not getting that. No, you don't need that. And it wasn't until Michael started, maybe when he turned 10, as he's starting to get older and, like, not wanting to be around us as much. And I'm like, okay, like, maybe, like, we can meet in the middle, because, like, now I see him more as, like a little person. That it's like, you know, when Michael's like, I don't want dinner, like, I just want ice cream. I'm like, damn, me too. And I'm like, okay, we'll just eat ice cream for dinner. Like, just those types of things that, like, even with the taco things, like, I know that I crave things sometimes, and just trying to understand that he's doing the same thing. And, like, when he wanted to make the damn goo, girl, I did not want to make the goo. As soon as he opened it, because he told me he suckered me is what he did. He came up to me and he's like, I really want to do a science experiment with you. And I was like, okay, well, we'll do a science experiment. And then he pulled out the fucking goo. And I was like, no. And then, like, I think I told him no at first, and I saw that he got upset. And I was like, well, I was like telling myself, I'm like, Tiffany, you can, like, I was like, why are you saying no? And the no is because I didn't want fucking slime all throughout the house. And I was like, well, maybe if you find, like, a confined space and you put stuff down, he can have what he wants and you're not as concerned. And I was like, all right, Tiffany, you can compromise. All this in my head, like a psycho person. And then finally, I was like, Michael, yes, we'll do it. And he got so fucking excited, went throughout the house and found the whole entire supplies. And I was like, oh, please, please don't let me regret this. Please, for the love of God. Literally, you could have seen in the video, but there was, like, towels all across the floor, because I was so scared that it was gonna fall or something. And I was like, I want to do the stuff that, like, makes him happy, because I was like, I remember my mom did the same things. Like, she used to do that where, like, I know she didn't want to do the shit that we were doing, or she didn't want to buy the stupid shit. She said we bought some dumb stuff that she paid money for. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, and that was my favorite part, that she was, like, mostly, like, giving us what we wanted and, like, allowing us to be kids and have fun. And I was like, I want to do that too and stuff. So we did the damn goo, and it didn't get anywhere, thank God. It smelled amazing, because we couldn't find one of the ingredients, so we used body wash. And, you know, he enjoyed it, and it just, I try to think about the whole thing. Like, is it going to add stress to me? Is it going to be super expensive? If not, I can just suck it up and deal with it.
You'll be fine.
That's why I got him his damn decaffeinated coffee that he was dying for.
That's not happening in my house. Absolutely not.
I was just like,
I don't have the K-cups like you do, though. Like, mine makes, like, a full
pot of coffee. That's what I told him. I told him, because he was asking me. He was saying, he's like, Mommy doesn't have the same coffee maker you do. And I was like, I know, she has an old-ass one. I was like, she has the one with the coffee grinds. I was like, I have the K-cup one. And he was like, well, why do you have this one over that one? And I was like, bud, we didn't even talk to each other when we purchased our coffees. I was like, I don't know.
I don't like the Keurig. I make a whole, it makes like 12 cups of coffee, and then I'll put it in a mason jar or whatever, and then I have coffee for like the next couple days, instead of like those little wasteful.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't want just one cup of coffee. Like, I'll pour, like, you know, 3 cups of coffee and I'll fucking drink that.
I love that for you. And you wonder why I have so much anxiety.
I don't wonder why. I know why. My childhood.
I know. But just trying to do more stuff like that and be reasonable. And mind you, all of this takes a lot of me talking to myself, because I'm over here trying to figure this shit out. I don't want him to be too spoiled, because, like, the whole dinner thing yesterday, when I was still making him what he wanted for dinner, but he saw what I was making myself for dinner and he almost lost his mind. Of like, okay, you can have the things that you want, but you're not going to be this greedy, spoiled little brat. Like, we're not.
It's a fine line.
We're not doing that. You can have one thing. If we're going to 6 different stores, you can have one thing. You're not getting something from every single fucking store. Like, you also have to be reasonable. And I tell him all the time, I'm like, work with me, Michael. Work with me. Like, I give him, like, one, oh, the Olipops.
Give him an inch. Give him a ticket smile.
I gave him one Olipop, and he's like, can I have another? And I'm like, you're not drinking a 6-pack here, bro. Like, what are you talking about? Like, one was good enough. Be, like, grateful and lucky. Like, trying to teach him to be grateful constantly is in my little pep talks to myself. But that's besides the point.
That's what we gotta do. All right. I need a bestie. I need a bestie.
I love that.
You need a bestie. Right, yeah. We all need a bestie.
All right. So, like you guys know, we do a segment, I Need a Bestie. You guys send us an email anonymously, and we will give you our opinions as your besties. I am losing hair like crazy. Goddamn.
What's going on?
I have no idea. All right, so this one says, hey girls, I have some questions for you. A little bit of our story / situation. I got married a year ago and gained a bonus daughter. Just recently, I reached out to her mom, and we've started trying to be more friendly with each other. I reached out via Instagram at first and messaged her. We text every now and then now when I'm the one to pick up said child, I go into the house and chat with mom. Sorry, she put the names in. I'm trying not to say them. We both attend swim class now, and it's going well so far, but it's still weird for my husband. I guess my question is, how do I get past the parts that really drive him nuts about her and how she handled the divorce with my new husband? Also, any advice for helping him not feel so weird about it?
My advice would be, just give it time. I mean, we didn't force Mike and Travis on each other. And when we first started hanging out, I think we just hung out by ourselves kind of for a while. And, you know, I wasn't around Mike too much. We did a lot of, when we did start hanging out, we did a lot of stuff with the kids.
Yeah.
Like all of us together.
Yeah.
And I think him seeing, as time went on, us hanging out, like that I wasn't trying to fill his wife's head with a bunch of crazy stuff. Yeah. And like I wasn't trying to destroy their marriage, and just saw that like the relationship between all of us got better,
mm-hmm.
especially like since he got to see his kid more, mm-hmm. since we were hanging out more. I think that kind of helped. And just letting shit go. Tell your husband to let shit go.
Yeah. And be an understanding. I know from our perspective, Mike was seeing Megan as his ex-wife, and, you know, he has his memories or whatever of how the divorce happened and whatnot, but I was just seeing her as Michael's mom. So we're seeing her in two different ways. I can't make him see her like that. Initially, it takes time for him to have that, like, point of view, because mm-hmm. obviously, like, you're not gonna, I never saw you as the ex-wife, because you weren't my ex-wife, so... It's two different viewpoints. So you're creating your friendship based on seeing her as a woman, a mother, and not the ex. You weren't a part of that marriage to have mm-hmm. those feelings and really process whatever happened before you were around. I told Mike all the time, I'm like, are you okay with this? Like, constantly just talking to him to make sure that he understood that I valued his feelings. I wasn't telling him to, like, deal with it or suck it up. I was very open and honest that I was like, we're not talking about you. We're not talking about the situation. Like, don't think that we're just gossiping here. So you're freaking out that something's going to happen behind your back. And kind of just showing like the positives, like telling him like, you know, I got to do this with Michael. We did these activities, like, not like showing him what could he be a part of, but like kind of showing him like blending the family, like there's more that you can be a part of, like, once you put that aside. Like, mm-hmm. look at all these activities that we're doing together that technically I wouldn't even be a part of if we weren't friends. You know, once we blend the families, like, you also can see these extra things. Like, you can see the benefits of, like, having her around and not seeing her as the ex and just seeing her as the mother of your child opens more doors for you that will bring positives and kind of even out whatever negative thoughts you mm-hmm. might have.
Yeah, and just like accepting people for who they are and just realizing, you know, like if she's, for example, it's, you know, she taps her nails when they talk and it's super annoying and he can't stand it. Just realizing that's never going to change and you need to just accept that that's just the way it is. You don't have to be with her anymore.
Yeah.
And just moving on. You know, I think that's the best advice I would give. You guys don't have to be together anymore long term, yeah. you know, and
it's just for just a few hours. If it's hard for you hours. To deal, yeah. you'll be fine.
yeah. It'll work itself out. And then you just won't even care. And then you guys can joke about it later. And
yeah,
you know, it'll be fine.
And just remember it takes time.
It does take time. Yes. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But proud of you for reaching out.
Yeah. I hope that it works out for you guys.
Absolutely.
All right, so we are running out of time, mm-hmm. But that concludes this podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you have not yet left us a review on wherever you listen to us on, mm-hmm. please go and leave us a rating and review, especially on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it so much.
And if you would like to send in a question or need some advice, email us at fromblendedtobesties@gmail.com. It'll be in the description below.
Yep, that's it, guys. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye. Oh, I'm sweating.